Thank you, Jan. Tonight, we welcome the return of the Giuliani Ensemble, the Chicago-based chamber group founded in 1999. On their website, GiulianiEnsemble.org, they describe their focus as engaging with non-traditional arts audiences and spreading the arts to unfrequented and underserved populations. We'll talk about that later on in the program. With us tonight are Emily Seabury Graff, flute; Julian Graff, violin and viola; Anita Graff, cello; Christina Zlatareva, violin; and Robert Switella, viola. And they brought with them a diverse program holding music by Gina Stara, Villa-Lobos, Puccini, Shostakovich, and to begin, Kaspar Kummer. Kummer was one of the great German flutists of his time, which was 1795 to 1870. He was also a very well-respected teacher of the instrument, and although his compositions aren't all that well-known today, they were very popular when he lived. The Quintet in D Major for Flute and Strings was written in 1830. Works like this back then were often vehicles in which the wind instrument was clearly dominant, but this piece is notable for the way all the instruments in the ensemble share in the proceedings. There are four movements marked Allegro non tanto, Adagio, Minuetto Allegro non tanto, and Allegretto con moto. And here is the Giuliani Ensemble to play it for us.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
That was music by the 19th century flutist Gaspar Kummer, his flute quintet in D major, opus 66. And we heard it played by members of the Giuliani Ensemble, our guests tonight. Our flutist, Emily Seabury Graf. Our violinist was Christina Zlatareva. Our violists, Julian Graf and Robert Switala, and our cellist, Anita Graf. We have music by Giacomo Puccini coming up, but before we talk about the Puccini, Julian, I wonder if you could fill us in a little bit on what Giuliani is up to these days. I know that it's not enough just to play concerts for you folks. One of the things I love about you is that it has always been, from the very inception of the ensemble, outreach to the community, getting more and more people involved in music. It's been a wonderful thing, and I just wondered how you folks are pursuing it these days.
Yeah, well, that's kind of the whole founding reason that we exist. I mean, we were founded by Emily Graf back in 1999, predominantly because they did concerts out in Galena, Illinois, and there was no other, you know, nobody else doing that at the time. So they saw a gap in a service that people weren't being provided. So it's kind of our, you know, raison d'être. And today, you know, we've expanded our Galena activities into the Tallgrass Festival, which moved just over the state border into Wisconsin. And here in the city, we started about 2 years ago a education program that provides free lessons, instruments, and whatever students need in order to learn music and learn whatever instrument they want. And we teach lessons on the South Shore. We have teachers and wonderful teachers, and we do that in partnership with the Mayfair Arts Center and the Chicago Human Rhythm Project, and they're just, you know, great partners, and we really enjoy what we're doing there. And then in our operations over at Tallgrass, this is our third season that we're going on. I think, you know, we were here just before our first season, and it's just kind of crazy how time flies. That now we're going to our third. We're adding a whole new component. We're adding jazz this season.
Oh,
yeah. So that starts June 20th, and it runs for the last 2 weeks of June. So it ends on the 29th, June 20th to 29th. And in case anybody doesn't know, that takes place in a renovated barn.
Which you renovated.
Yeah. I luckily now have been able to step away slightly from the renovation process and outsource that a little bit. I think my hands were getting in a little bit of danger there. But
yeah.
So we renovated a what's called a farmette. It's like a 26-acre farm. And it has about a large barn on the property and a smaller barn where we serve drinks. We call it the pub. And the larger barn, we managed to, you know, light it and electrify it. And it ended up just being a wonderful acoustic space.
I keep promising myself I'm going to get out there and hear it for myself.
This is the year.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. It starts, late June?
Yeah, late June, June 20th.
Okay.
So the way it works is we bring in a lot of different guest artists, and they come and stay in the area with host families and stuff like that. So we work about a week before, and then concerts kick off on the 20th.
Now, closer to Chicago, there is the Salon Series.
Yes.
So tell me a bit about that. That's going on currently.
Yeah, so we are actually ending our third season of that. We just had a concert actually on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, they're all themed concerts. So we programmed the concerts in conjunction with a visual arts gallery. And they pick pieces from their collection. They have just a huge a collection of different pieces from different cultures all over the world. And we decide on a theme. And last Saturday's theme was censorship. So we played one of the pieces, which was we're playing tonight, which is Shostakovich. And they brought out some Cuban posters, anti-communism and protest posters. Mm-hmm. And they were talking about that. Our next concert comes up April 19th, and that is all about dreamscapes and fantasies. Mm-hmm. And that actually features harp. We have a harpist, a wonderful harpist named Rosie, coming in from Ireland. She's a professor at University of Dublin.
Okay. And how does one obtain tickets for that?
Yeah, so I would suggest going to our website, GiulianiEnsemble.org. You can also navigate your way to the Tallgrass Festival there. But go to our website and go to tickets. You will see the whole season come down, and it'll explain a little bit about the theme. And if anyone's interested in the Tallgrass Festival, I will go to tallgrassfestival.org. That's TALLGRASS Festival.
All right. Julian, thank you very much.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. And next up this evening, we have music by Puccini. And this music is very well known. It's Crisantemi, and it comes, it actually appears in, I should say, his opera Manon Lescaut a number of times in various ways in acts 3 and 4. And one of the things that's clear about this piece is it is as dramatic as any opera he would want to see, and that makes a lot of sense, of course. Chrysanthemi in translation is chrysanthemums, and they are associated with funeral ceremonies. They are the flower of mourning in Italy. And this was a piece dedicated to the memory of the King of Spain, who had just recently died in 1890. And let's hear it now, as performed by members of the Giuliani Ensemble. Music which Puccini wrote in one night and which he dedicated to the memory of the King of Spain, a friend of his. Crisantemi, performed by members of the Giuliani Ensemble. Our violinists, Julian Graf and Christina Zlatareva, our violist, Robert Switala, and our cellist, Anita Graf. And that is the music which concludes this live concert by the Giuliani Ensemble. Just a reminder, the next concert in the group's Saturday Salon series will take place at the Primitive Gallery in Chicago's West Loop on April 19th. For tickets and information about that concert, as well as the Tallgrass Chamber Music Festival beginning in June and lots of other good stuff relating to Giuliani, the place to go is GiulianiEnsemble.org. Our thanks to these fine artists for being with us tonight. Emily Seabury Graf, flute, Julian Graf, violin and viola, Anita Graf, cello, Christina Zlatareva, violin, and Robert Switala, viola. Thanks also to our WFMT crew, my co-producer Louise Frank, our music producer Max Lebien, our assistant engineer Sam Genwaldi, and WFMT's operations manager, Gene Nemirovsky. Next week, as our series continues, we will have violinist Paul Huang and pianist Helen Huang to the Levin Performance Studio. I'm Kerry Fremkin, host and producer of these broadcasts, inviting you to be with us again next Monday night at 8 for more music and performance live from WFMT.